Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, come on now, gather round, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save.
Hey there, welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. Thank you for rocking with me on another episode. Thank you to all my faithful listeners. I'm so happy to be back with you on another week. Thank you for any new listeners to the podcast. Welcome. I pray that the content that I give you really blesses you. Last week we talked about a topic called Stuck in Transition, Part 1. And so this is going to be Stuck in Transition, Part 2. Last week, we left off on our topic scripture, which is John 16, verse 1 through 9. And then we skipped over to verse 12 through 14. And so we were talking about how God told us that there would come times such as our transitions, our seasons, and that he has told us all that we need to know about those things that would occur. He was also explaining to us that we weren't asking him the right questions, but we were too stuck in our emotions to really see clearly what it was that he was trying to tell us. And so now that we keep going, the scripture goes on to say, "However, I am telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you." And it goes on to say, to be in close fellowship with you. I mean, there's so much direction in these scriptures that we're reading that he's basically told us. Not only has he told us what we need to know to go through our transitions, to go through our difficult seasons, even to go through our prosperous seasons, but he also told us that he's sending Holy Spirit. And so I wonder why we go through these seasons and not tap into Holy Spirit. If we were truly tapping into Holy Spirit, we would tap into him as a counselor. We would get total counseling on whatever it is we were experiencing. If we tapped into Holy Spirit, it says that he would be a helper. He'd help us through things, because it's not God's heart that we should go through seasons and not have his assistance. He also said that he was sending another, the advocate. Holy Spirit advocates for us. In the Spirit, he prays on our behalf. He's our advocate. When you're in court, the advocates come in for the victim, and they help navigate the victim through the situation. He's an intercessor, which means he prays on behalf of us when we don't even know what to pray in our rough seasons. It says he's our strengthener. So he's going to give us strength in these difficult seasons so that we faint not. Then he says he's a standby. He stands by us through everything that we go through. And he promises that when he sends the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will be close to us in fellowship, in close fellowship, in intimacy, in partnership with us. Why aren't we tapping into Holy Spirit, y'all? What's the problem? Holy Spirit is our helper. He's here to teach us how to get unstuck in transition. We talked about so much meat last week about transition. We talked about the crucible. We talked about the crux. If you didn't listen to part one, I recommend you go back to part one. The scripture goes on to say, "And when he comes, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin and about righteousness, which is uprightness of heart and right standing with God. He will also bring about judgment because they do not believe in me, trust in, or rely on me." He said when Holy Spirit comes through us, He's going to show the world their sin. He's going to show us our sin. He's going to show us the things that we need to get together so that we can stand right before God. He also warns us that he's going to judge the sin as well. He's going to judge the sin in those that don't believe in him. Now, I truly believe that God knows who are his, and I truly believe that there are demographics that are called to God. But I also believe that there are demographics that just will not believe in him by choice. They just won't. They're too stuck in their ways. They're too stuck in pride. They're too stuck in control. So they don't want to hear anything that's going to tamper with what they have laid out in their lives. And so I believe that in this season, God is really going after those who are called for him. If we're called to him, no matter how far we stray away, we get this nudge and this tugging that draws us back into God. I remember backsliding so many times in my life, and that's where you just stop going to church. You know, that's where you kind of cut up. And I remember every time I would get too far out there, every time I would get to a point where I just didn't have any conviction, God would begin to draw me back. I would just begin to get a hunger to go to church. I would begin to get a hunger just to read my Bible. And then before I knew it, I was coming out of those dark places. Before I knew it, I was the prodigal child coming back to the Father. And so if you're listening to this podcast and you've ever felt those wooing, those pullings, those nudges back to God, then you are called to be his. And if you are called to be his, then Holy Spirit is here to convict us. See, conviction is so soft. It gets us in an alignment. When we're convicted by the Holy Spirit, we don't feel bad about it. We know that we have something that we need to correct. It's not like when he convicts us, we begin to go down on ourselves and beat ourselves up. That's condemnation. See, when we are condemned by the enemy and by the law of sin, then we begin to feel shameful. We begin to feel depressed. We begin to have anxiety. And that's how you know you're being condemned. But when you're convicted, you feel such a sense of love. You understand that even though there's some things that you need to fix, and even though sometimes God may have to do it harshly because we don't listen, we always can feel that is coming from a place of love, and it causes us to want to do better in that area. The scripture goes on to say, I have still many things to say to you. Jesus is saying, I have many things that I want to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or to take them upon you or to grasp them now. Why? Why is God saying that he has so much that he wants to say to us, but we're not able to grasp it? We're not able to gather it. We're not able to obtain it. I believe in this season that the reason why God can't really speak to us the way he wants to is because we're not positioned. Our heart posture isn't towards him. Yeah, we might be praying, and yeah, we might be trying to open up our Bible, but it's through frustration. It's through fear. It's through anxiety. Our heart posture is off. Yeah, we might be trying to lay the things at his feet. We might be serving. We might be doing all of the things that we normally do. And we just feel like we're in a hard season, but it's just going to come through. But God is still trying to talk to us. And we're thinking, no, I laid it at his feet and I'm just waiting to hear from him. And God is saying, no, I got stuff that I want to tell you, but you can't take it in. What does it look like if we get in the position to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, to know when he was speaking to us? What would it look like in our times of prayer that we would just sit and listen for him to speak? What would it look like if we would just go through our day expecting him to answer our prayer on that day? Maybe we didn't get an answer in our prayer closets. Maybe we didn't get an answer in our showers. But what would it look like for us to say, you know what? God said that he has things that he wants to tell me about my season, about my situation. So I need to look for him to answer because he wants to talk to me. But he's saying, I can't handle it. So Holy Spirit, I really want to be able to handle the things that God is trying to tell me in my seasons of being stuck. Because I don't want to be stuck from season to season. I want to grow. I want to prosper. And I want everything in the natural to manifest from the Spirit, the things that God has for me. And so he goes on to tell them that they can't grasp what he wants to tell them. But he says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the true giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole truth. That's Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is here to tell us the truth about the Word of God. He's here to give us revelation. He's here to give us visions. He's here to allow us to walk in the supernatural. But most of all, he's here to tell us the truth about our situations. See, we get so caught up in our transition and our seasons that in being stuck, it's because we're listening to all the noise around us. It's because we're listening to past experiences. It's because we're listening to confidants who seem to know better than God. And we get in such a position that there's so many voices talking to us. And I said this in the last episode, that we don't tap into Holy Spirit to get the truth of the matter. But I would pray and I would encourage you to get still with Holy Spirit and get the truth about whatever your situation is. God wants to talk to his people. I can't say this enough. One of the hardest things, or one of the biggest things that I see in the body of Christ, is they feel like they can't hear from God. They just really don't know how to really hear from him. And some say, well, maybe I hear from him, but I'm not sure if that's him or if that's me. And I believe that if we would just spend more time with God, spend more time in our Bible, spend more time praying, spend more time with those who are mature in the faith, who can mentor and we can glean off of, we would truly be able to hear the things that God is trying to say to us. And then we would be able to get the true truth of our matter. The scripture ends with this. He says, "For he will not speak of his own message on his own authority." Holy Spirit ain't prideful. He ain't going to speak nothing that God hasn't told him, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare it to you, the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He's telling us that Holy Spirit will get from God what God wants to tell us about our future, about our purpose. Come on. How can we be stuck in transition when Jesus is saying Holy Spirit's main purpose is to come and tell you what God is saying? Why aren't we getting answers? I mean, Jesus is saying right here that he sent Holy Spirit to give us the answers for the future. So why are we stuck in transition? He finishes with this. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, and draw upon what is mine. And I through him will reveal, I will declare, I will disclose, and I will transmit it to you. Come on. Jesus is saying, Holy Spirit will be so in tune with me that he would listen to what my Father is saying. He would take what is mine that I want to give to you because I want you to be prosperous, because I want you to grow, because I want you to be happy, because I want to manifest the good things, because I want to provide for you. I'm going to through it through the Holy Spirit. So as you're in relationship with Holy Spirit, as you're pressing in, even though it's hard, even though it's a painful season, as you press in with the promise of Holy Spirit is going to declare, he's going to disclose, and he's going to transmit whatever God is saying about our situation, whatever God is saying about our transition. There's no reason for us to be stuck in this season. I'm speaking from experience because this has been a rough season. While there has been so much growth, and I'm so excited about the Spiritual Growth Academy, this still has been a rough transition because as you're an entrepreneur and as you're trying to build up something from nothing that seems so much bigger than you, by the way, if you have a vision from God, it's going to always be bigger than you. And it's always going to challenge you in the places that you don't want to be challenged. It's definitely going to challenge your faith. We talked about the crucible being a melting pot and how whatever is in this melting pot is turned up to very high temperatures. So we got to be tried throughout our seasons to see if we be of God. God wants to see, are we going to stand in the midst of it all after we've done all we've known to do? Are we going to stand still and see the salvation, the protection of God? Or are we going to try to take control because things aren't happening fast enough? I got 4 points out of that scripture, out of our topic scripture. I'm going to give you that scripture again because I really want you to study it. It's John 16, verse 1 through 9, and then skip over to verse 12 through 14. And so as I was reading it, I was like, God, what are the points that you're giving me? Because there's so much meat in that. Number one, Jesus was transitioning. Jesus was in the process of his own transition. He had come and fulfilled the prophecy of the law. He had come and took all power back in his hand. He had come and took the deed to earth back to him. He had come and taken everything back that the enemy stole. So now that his purpose was done on earth, it was time for him to transition. It was time for him to go back to his home in heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father to now intercede for us because he made it through his purpose. He followed the will of God to perfection. Perfection means spiritual maturity. Jesus followed the Spirit of God to full maturity and executed his ministry extensively, with precision, with strategy. He was in ministry for 3 years. People say, wow, that was such a short time for him to be in ministry. But if we really look at it, and this is what we study in the Spiritual Growth Academy, really looking at the life of Jesus, we want to know God emphatically and study him so that we can emulate him, so that we can follow his example. I believe that Jesus' ministry was 3 years because he was so obedient and so in tune with the Spirit of God that it didn't take him long to get what he needed to do. He didn't have to build up his faith to heal someone. He didn't have to build up the courage to speak a word. He didn't have to fight against fear to heal someone. He just did it because he believed on the word of God. He studied as a child. He worked as a carpenter. And when it was time for him to go forth in ministry, he obeyed the Father and he took the steps that God had outlined for him in his word. And he fulfilled every step that God gave for him for his purpose. And he did it with such grace and such tenacity. He would always pray to continue to get guidance. And then he would go out in faith and execute. He'd pray and then he'd go out in faith and execute. And then when it was time for him to go through his transition, instead of him getting stuck because it was difficult, we talked about the crucible and how the second meaning of the crucible is a severe trial that brings about change, that brings about something new. Jesus probably went through the most severe trial that anyone could go through. He was beat and ridiculed. He was shamed. He was spit upon. He was wounded for us. He hung for us. And then he gave up the ghost. He felt separation from God for us to carry our sins. He went through a true crucible. And it was in his transition that he showed us that if we just follow the direction of the Father, and if we just hang on to God's promises, that everything that God has told us will be fulfilled. The second thing that I got was there was a transfer of authority. Jesus was saying, I'm asking my Father, and he's going to send the Holy Spirit to you. So I'm getting ready to transfer power to the Holy Spirit so that he can finish the work that needs to be done on the earth. I have done all that I can do in this body. The work that needs to be done on such a level that I need to be able to get to billions of people who want to serve me, millions of people who want to serve me, thousands of people who want to serve me, hundreds of people who want to serve me. But I can't do that if I don't transition and hand over my authority. If I don't transition and give over this power to the Holy Spirit so that he can now take the baton and run through you for the purpose of the kingdom. So he transferred his authority. There's surrender in that. There's humility in that. He didn't have ego to the point where he didn't fulfill his purpose because he wanted to just be seen with all power. But he said, Holy Spirit's going to come. And when he comes, he's going to only do what the Father tells him to do. And not only is he going to do what the Father tells him to do and tells you through him what you need to do, but he's also going to bring the power and the authority that I held on earth and allow you to tap into that source of power to get through anything in your life, but most of all, to serve others so that they too don't get stuck in transition. I don't know about you, but this is really good. This is really good. I don't have a lot in this episode because I still need to write more. There was so much to this, but I'm going to give you this, and then maybe there will be another episode for the week to follow. Or maybe I'll just do a bonus piece if it's short. But then number three, the third point I got out of it was the disciples were entering a season of transition. The disciples were entering a season of transition. They have been so used to being next to Jesus. They have been so used to being guided by him that they were now going through a transition of being without him. They were now going through a transition of not having him as the visible example. So now they were going through a transition of getting to know this new Holy Spirit, this new comforter that was supposed to be sent to them. They were going through a transition to now walk this thing out through what God has told them. They were going through a transition of now completely surrendering and trusting in Holy Spirit that they could not see. They were in such transition that they were told to go to Jerusalem and wait until the Holy Spirit had come. And so they went through their transition and they waited for those who were called. Now, some left and did not wait for the full transition into the next season. So some left and didn't see the promise manifested in the earth. How many of us are on the verge of walking away and missing the manifestation of the things that we want from God? How many of us are on the edge because we're so stuck in our transition by circumstance and situations that we're not moving in the direction that God has told us to do out of disobedience? Partial obedience is disobedience. What area of your life haven't you surrendered to God completely? I want to encourage you, like the disciples, enter into your transition and allow God to lead you. And allow the Holy Spirit to give you the truth about it and then to give you guidance. The fourth point that I got was direction for times of transition. All through that verse, God was giving direction for our times of transition. We're always going to be going from transition to transition, from glory to glory, which is going to build our faith. So faith to faith. It's just life. We're going to go through the four seasons of the natural world. We're going to go through the seasons of the spiritual. And as we go through these seasons and as we grow, because this is a life's journey. And what I try to teach at the Spiritual Growth Academy is that this is a way of life. Like, it doesn't stop. And I'm not saying that we have to constantly go through difficult, severe trials, but we are always going to be tried as we grow in the Father. We're always going to be tried as we expand our territory for the kingdom of God. We are always going to be tried as we take a stand and serve others with the heart of God. And so God is trying to teach us in every season how to gracefully go through our transition. So much so that we believe so much in his word that we won't go against the grind. We won't go against the flow of the river of the Spirit of God. I talked about the vision that he gave me in the river and how we would oftentimes, when we're stuck in transition, it's because we're striving against the Spirit of God. We're doing things in our own strength. We're fighting aggressively in our own willpower, our ego, our pride. And we talked about how in the vision, I turned to go with the flow of the river, which was to go with the flow of the Spirit of God. And I began to stride, take big steps, long steps over obstacles, because God has graced us for everything that we're going to go through in his name. My God, so good. So good. I don't know about you, but that's good to me. If you didn't listen to episode one, go back and listen. So when we're in our season of transition, we enter in it with a measure of uncertainty. I promise. Any season that we're going to go into that's going to bring about change, that's going to bring about growth, there is going to be a measure of uncertainty. And we're not totally going to understand God's plan. He doesn't give us the full view of what it is that he's doing. Because it's too big. if God gave us the full plan of his ways and his thoughts, it would overwhelm us. I remember I was asking God that I wanted to be wealthy for the kingdom. I didn't want wealth for myself in a sense to just have lavish things, because God has really blessed me with a very comfortable life. But I wanted to be able to give to people the way my heart wanted to give. If people know me, they know I'm a giver, whether that's in my time, whether that's pouring in, whether that's whatever I can do to help you move forward in the thing that God has called to do, I'm a giver. But I want to be a giver in a way that I can bless tangibly. Like, I want to buy houses and cars. I want to establish ministries for people. I want to pour in such a way that people can go after the things of God without limitation. You know, they have one of the gifts of the Spirit is giving, right? You give. They have people who have this desire to give in and help build the kingdom of God. And it's literally this organization that funds ministries for God. You have people who are rich and will just give for the glory of God. And I want to be one of those people. I remember praying the Jabez prayer, but then God began to convict me that there were things that I needed to get in order. And so as God was showing me the wealth that he was going to walk me into, he began to show me that if he gave me all of that I was asking for, that I knew was my purpose, that was part of the walk of my ministry, that it would crush me. It would kill me. And no, I wouldn't die literally because I got all this money, but I would die because I would begin to walk away from him. See, it's in this constant flow of transition, this constant flow of sharpening and refining that we stay close to God. But if God would give us everything, then we wouldn't really have a need to continue to seek him out. A lot of times when we're stuck in transition, it's because God is trying to give us the next step, but we're just not willing to do what we need to do in faith. Maybe he's told us what to do. Maybe there's a ministry he told you to start, but you're too scared to take a step. Maybe he told you to start a business, but you're too focused on you don't have all of the finances to start it in the way that you want to start it. Maybe he's told you to build something, but you're still trying to collect information before you step out in faith and make the contacts that he's introduced you to. I just want to encourage you to step out. If I would have waited on SGA, the Spiritual Growth Academy, if I would not have stepped out, the women that are currently thriving in the community, in the academy, would not be thriving where they are today. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't progress, but if they're called to me, then I would have done them a disservice because I wouldn't be doing what I was told from God to do, which then would affect their trajectory. We all have people who look up to us. We influence somebody. And if we're not influencing them through the glory of God, if we're not influencing them to go hard after God, to go hard after their purpose, and ultimately to serve someone else, then we've done them a disservice. And God cannot be pleased with that. So, you know, I just want you to be encouraged that wherever you are, know that God has given you a measure of grace to go through what you're going to go through. Everything that we're ever going to go through. In the last episode, God said that he has given us a measures of grace to go through every situation in his name. God prepares us for the times of transition. He said it. He said, I will bring to your remembrance. Read the scripture. So he prepares us for transition. So what God said, one thing that God said to me that showed me that he prepares me for transition, but it was indirectly, is the scripture out of Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. I believe that in our transition, that God is trying to tell us that he doesn't think like us. His ways aren't the ways of man. And so if I would look at that correctly, it wouldn't be that he's saying I'm bigger and more powerful than you. He's really telling us to seek him on another level. Ask him for his perspective of the situation. He's not asking us to walk through our situation in this carnal level. He's trying to tell you that there are higher ways that he wants to give to you, but you got to recognize that he doesn't move like you move. See, we want things right away. But in God's perspective, maybe right away isn't the right thing right away. He doesn't operate the way that we operate in emotion. He's not reactive to situations and circumstances. So he's trying to teach us to come up a little bit higher. The Word of God says that we are seated in heavenly places, but we operate like we're not. We operate in the middle of the mess when we're supposed to be above it with a bird's eye view. To me, that speaks of higher perspective. To me, that speaks of different ways of going through life. I'm studying the seasons, and one thing God was teaching me about was the difference between a Westerner frame of mind, right? Us here in America, our frame of mind and perspective versus a Hebrews frame of mind and perspective. And so we go through a perspective that there's a beginning and that there's an ending to something. And that when we get to the end of that, it's the end. Basically death. For our careers, it's retirement, right? Or win the lotto and then retire and then die happy. But the Hebrew way of thinking is it's just continuous even after death. It's the way of thinking that I'm building up my treasures in heaven, not on earth, where moth and thieves can steal. So I'm building legacy because I know that after this transition, after this life, and I transition once again, I now am going to transition into foreverness, right? I'm going to transition into life abundantly with the Father. So what does that look like for me to know that this, I'm not walking through this life to get to retirement. I'm not walking through this life to get to the end, to the end point where I can then rest. But I'm walking through this life until I transition to the next level of life and life forever with the Father. And I want to transition in such a way that when I look back, I know that I did everything with the talents that the Father had given me. And that I had tried to touch every life that he had put me to be responsible for. And I walked in such a way that I emulated him and others were able to follow my lead to the glory of God. That I facilitated and I surrendered enough for Holy Spirit to do the things that he needed to do through me in the earth. The Word of God says this in 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 5 through 7, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, of human philosophy, but in the power of God. My God, he's trying to teach us surrender. Yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, which is the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom that this present age or this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. God is saying that I've put people in your path who are mature and who have a divine wisdom. They may die off, but they have a divine wisdom. And this is such a wisdom that it surpasses the wisdom of the smart people of our time. It surpasses the wisdom and the guidance and the understanding of the high leaders that make government and that make law. It goes on to say, but rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages of for our glorification to fit us into the glory of his presence. He's basically saying that I am now giving you access to the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you need to get through your situation. He says it. He says, but wisdom of God that was once hidden from the human understanding is now revealed to us by God. And it's revealed to us by God through Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said the Holy Spirit is going to tell us what God says and bring to us what Jesus wants us to have. And so God is saying, I want you to have an understanding of things that were previously hidden, that now because of the time and because of the walk and because of the call, that now you can now handle what it is that I need to reveal to you. That's good, y'all. That's real good. So what would it look like for us to say, okay, Father, teach me. Show me those things that were once hidden. I'm ready to take it on. I'm ready to see the things that were once hidden out of my sight. I'm ready to walk in a higher perspective, a divine, a godly perspective, because you're telling me that you're giving me access to divine perspectives. Help me, Father. Help me. Teach me. Show me. Help me how to teach me how to surrender to Holy Spirit. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Teach me how to truly surrender to Him. Holy Spirit, teach me who you are. Teach me how to go after this understanding that now is revealed to me. God goes on to tell us, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Come on. There's so much promise in that scripture. There's so much promise in that scripture. So basically that leaves us with a petition to Holy Spirit. That's what it leaves us to. We are now with that knowledge and that understanding that God is trying to reveal something to us. We are now to petition the Holy Spirit and inquire of God what it is that we are to learn and produce during these times of transition. Bottom line, we are to get on our knees and pray and say, okay, God, you already said that you want me to understand on a higher level because your ways are higher than mine. But you want me to try to obtain that because you've revealed it for a time such as this, so that I could produce something during these times of transition. So now, Father, help me to identify and align myself with your purpose. That should be our prayer. Help me to identify and align with your purpose, not mine. Show me how to come in line with what you're trying to do. And then help me to surrender to the process. Because I know if I surrender to the process, it's going to produce the things that you've promised that will prosper me. It's going to cause me to walk in total obedience. So help me get there, Father. Transition comes from an array of emotions, y'all. Literally. When you're in transition, cousin anxiety is coming. I promise. When we go through transition, auntie fear is gonna come. When we're going through transition, uncle frustration is gonna show up. It's in transition that we become uncomfortable. And that's okay. I want to tell you that it's okay to be uncomfortable. You're supposed to be uncomfortable in these seasons. Growth never comes without pushing us into an area of uncomfortability. When we're taking over new territory, when we're expanding in our lives, it's going to always be uncomfortable. But I believe God wants to walk us through that uncomfortable situation. I believe that God wants us to press through this seeming fog. And I know that through the press, we are going to develop such great faith. And at the end of developing that great faith from pushing into God and not being stuck in our transition, we're going to truly walk in identity. Truly, truly walk in identity. I'm going to close with one other scripture. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into the very own image in ever increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The more that we press into God, the more that we spend time to Him, the more that we are going to be able to emulate Him, the more that we are going to be able to walk the way that Jesus walked and do the things that Jesus did. I pray that this second part of Stuck in Transition has blessed you. It's definitely blessed my life. I believe God is trying to get us unstuck. And He's using podcasts. He's using YouTube. He's using the Spiritual Growth Academy. He's even has people on social media because He's truly trying to get us unstuck from transition. If you have questions about the Spiritual Growth Academy or you're interested in becoming a student, email me at, and I'm going to spell it, is H as in holy, S as in spirit, academy@gmail.com. That's hsacademy@gmail.com. Email me if you have any questions, if there's anything I can answer for you on the podcast. Let me know if you're enjoying the episodes, if they're doing something for you, if you feel like God is speaking to you. I'd love the feedback. I'd love to know that I'm making an impact on this particular platform. But I pray that I have blessed you. I pray that you guys have a blessed rest of the week. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. For now, I love you. Be safe. Be careful, but most of all, get unstuck. Okay? Until next week. Bye now.